counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and about to count down the national top 20 from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland not in studio this week. He's out enjoying the wonders of the world, but he will be back next week. I'm still here, though, and I'm bringing you the countdown for the week ending Tuesday, January 24th, 2017, and what a countdown it is. There are lots of debuts in the top 20, quite a few debuts below the top 20 as well. We'll tell you about those a little later on. But first, we'll tell you about the charts and where it comes from. It is earshot-online.com, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, brought to us by the National Campus Radio Association and our friends at Earshot. The National Top 50 is comprised of the reporting stations of more than 30 campus community radio stations' top 30 lists, which then get calculated and give us the national top 50, from which we play the top 20 every week. You also find specialty charts, including electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. Lots there, and reviews. There's all kinds of stuff. Just check out the site, earshot-online.com. You can also find us online too. It is earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. So please do reach out. Some interesting stuff in the works. We've had some good folks reach out for sure. Now, before we get into the top 20 of the week, as we do, we'd like to kind of give you an idea of things that are dropping below the top 20 who were on the charts. You might have heard from last week. And that includes your number 12 from last week, Elphinstone, dropping all the way to 48, their new one, Ship of Fools, on Burger Records. Also, Tanya Dayak dropping down to 38 from number 7 last week, and hers is Retribution. John's are down from 14 to 35 this week. And that is about it for drop-offs, with the exception of Hidden Cameras at number 17 down to 22. So that is the only other drop that you saw in the charts, but what that means is new stuff into the charts, and I can tell you that there are a lot of things that you're going to hear from this hour that are new and are new basically out just recently. So you're going to hear from that coming up very soon. And we'll also give you the lowdown when it comes around to it in the second hour. In this hour, the first 10 and music news with Stephen Karlick is on the way very shortly. But first, let's get to some music. Let's get right to it. Coming up at number 18, you're going to hear from the Darcys, and at number 19 is Drive-By Truckers. But first, to kick off our set of three in the first hour of the top 20 is your number 20. Down from number 11 last week, it's Chocolat. Rencontre Lulu is the name of the album from Dare to Care Records, and you are going to hear a song called Koyen Iskatsi Apparition. I hope I did that justice. Brian's not here. He's really good at that stuff. Anyway, here's Chocolat, your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Dangling right for the yanking, and a lot of reasons Grabby was good. Poor huddled masses singing boots up their asses, giving Grabby what he needed to pull. All the way back to where ghosts from the past were still fighting their wars from the grave, complete with record burning, threatening and spurning the crime of getting blood on the page. Since the big one ended, we'd been mostly pretending we'd have had the same gumption and grit as the greatest among us. When harm came upon us, we wouldn't hesitate to defend. But with or against, something's been out to get us, and it looked like something finally did. No nobler cause in our lifetime for setting our sails to the wind. Imagine it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids. Once they banned Imagine, it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids.
It's all I got from you. behind each and every door. A broken glass jar and a bruised ego. I'm standing on the edge of the 29th floor. I'm looking at the pool below. Do I really want more? Really want more.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Lip Service by the Darcy, sitting at number 18 this week. They're re-entering the charts, their album Centerfold by Arts and Crafts. In before that, you heard from Drive-By Truckers. They were at 25 last week, so you would have heard about them entering the charts, but they are number 19 this week, and their album called American Band on ATO, and you heard a song called Once They Banned Imagine. And in to kick off the first set of three and the top 20 this week was Chocolat with the album Rencontre Lulu and the song called Koyan Iskatsi Apparition, and that is your number 20 this week. Lots more music is on the way, and Brian and I have been talking about this for a while because you never have a certain month anymore where albums get released, where things are brand new and it's really popular for it to come out. New stuff on the way all the time. One I'm really excited about is Bill and Joel Plaskett, their album coming out. There's lots out right now about the album to hype it up. You can download the album. It's just a going to be a great, great one. We're hoping to see it here on the charts. Hopefully it does make a splash and we'll catch up with Bill and Joel, hopefully a little later on. But it is out February 17th, so you're going to be able to check it out by then for sure. You'll get the album. Lots of fun stuff on that record and lots of other records as well for you to check out. Just go search your favorite websites like Killbeat Music or Spin or Pigeon Row. There's all kinds of stuff coming out over the next month or so. So check that out. We've got more music on the way right now, and that is going to be your 17 and 16. Coming up at number 16, you'll hear from A Tribe Called Quest. I might need a little rest. A Tribe Called Quest. And in before that, right now, is your number 17. Up from 27 last week, it's Royal Canoe. The album is Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit, out on Nevada Records. And you're going to hear a song called Love You Like That. Right now, your number 17. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Four months sinking, then I caught your spot to talk. Will you learn me love yourself? Beautiful. It could take the whole day, putting words on a seesaw. The sound of sugar sounds so long, if you let it hang on.
I love you like, love you like, love you like.
So forward thinking, I never seen a precious stone. Wrote a prenup on a pillow that you tore down the middle, and the feathers still fall. You always ring the doorbell like you got a chat for me. I don't need no witness to this. I'm remiss to insist you should tryst with me.
I love you like. Love you like that. I love you like, love you like all that. I love you like, love you like, love you like that. Cause you never, never, ever get old.
Scribble an apostrophe, or does the comma do this adequately? Will you learn me love yourself? Beautiful.
I love you like, love you like, love you like that. I love you like, love you like all that. I love you like, love you like, love you like that. Cause you never, never, ever get old. Never ever get old.
Earshot 20. Number 16.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
We'll start all over again.
How do you say?
A Tribe Called Quest. Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
Going then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
That was Can I Kick It, A Tribe Called Quest. Pretty cool little tune. They're at 16, down from 9. Quite a drop for them this week. We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service is the name of the album, out on Epic. And Can I Kick It, what a cool tune. And before that, Royal Canoe at number 17, up from 27 last week. Their album called Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. You heard a song called Love You Like That. Our first break from the countdown now as we head to the phone lines for, you guessed it, music news. All the way from Toronto, it's our friend Stephen Karlick at Exclaim Magazine. He's the senior editor and brings us our music news every week. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Hello and thank you.
It is a wild week of music news. There's all kinds to talk about, and we're going to kick things off chatting about some of the Oscar nominees. Of course, it has been announced who the nominees are, and the Oscars will air soon.
Yes, they will. We do a lot of music stuff at Exclaim, but we also concentrate on film, and our film writers are, of course, excited and chattering about 2017's Oscar nominees. As you said, the 89th Academy Awards are coming up. They will be given out on February 26th. during a televised Hollywood ceremony hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Ahead of all that, though, of course, the nominees for this year's honors were unveiled on January 24th during a live-streamed announcement, and now we have them all. In short, I mean, you can see them all at exclaim.ca, but up for Best Picture are Arrival, Fences, Lion, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And many of those have their directors up for Best Director as well, including Denis Villeneuve for his Arrival, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge, Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea, and Barry Jenkins for Moonlight. You can see all the nominees for Best Actress, Actor, Supporting Actress, Supporting Actor, and everything else at exclaim.ca, and make your predictions for what's going to take home prizes this year.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like La La Land might win Best Picture. Do you think I'm on point with that or no?
I was reading a very interesting thing this morning that was basically that every year there are two obvious films that should win, and one is always a more bold pick that never wins, and the other is a more safe pick that usually wins. Mm. And people have said that this year the safe pick is La La Land and the bolder pick is Moonlight.
Oh.
That the bolder pick is often a movie that takes a harder view of the world, that typically tells a story that's more complex, that's harder for people to grasp, a little grittier, whereas the picture that almost always wins, the more safe pick, is usually something more life-affirming, sort of easier, sort of a little more clapping humanity on the back. And so that would be La La Land this year, and of course the harder look, the harder, more complex, gritty look at humanity is, of course, Moonlight. But, you know, that doesn't mean one or the other will win. They're all nominated, so we'll have to see on Oscar night.
Hacksaw Ridge might just come out swinging. We'll see what happens. And Jimmy Kimmel, always great, so it should be a good show. We will continue the music news as we flip over, and news for fans of Thundercat, a new LP on the way.
Yeah, Thundercat, very awesome musician, very underrated musician. Most listeners will probably know him as the bassist on most recordings by artists like, you know, he's worked with Kendrick Lamar, he's worked with Flying Lotus, and now he's releasing his third LP, and he's invited a bunch of guests along. The album, simply titled Drunk, will arrive on February 24th, courtesy of Brain Feeder. At 23 tracks in length, Drunk is described by the bassist as an album meant to be both humorous and serious. You can read about what he said at exclaim.ca, where he has a lengthy quote. The album also has an impressive guest list featuring contributions from people like Kendrick Lamar, Pharrell Williams, Michael McDonald, and Kenny Loggins, oddly enough, rapper Wiz Khalifa, jazz great Kamasi Washington, and previously mentioned Flying Lotus. Both Loggins and McDonald joined Thundercat on the record's first single, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. It's called Show You the Way. It's a loungy bit of funk with some humorous guest intros. Head to exclaim.ca to hear that, to see the lengthy track list, and see the cover for the album as well. The cover is also excellent, very 70s soul kind of referencing thing. So check it out when you have a moment.
Fun stuff. Sounds like one you could put on if you're sitting around having a few drinks in Monopoly with some friends.
You should also check him out live. He's quite an incredible bassist.
Cool. All right, and one more before we get back to the charts, and that is some news about Slow Dive, a new song in quite a while. It's been a while since we've got one from them, and now the chance to see them in Canada as well.
Yeah, anyone who's familiar or who is a fan of shoegaze music knows who Slow Dive are, legendary band that broke up a long time ago. They've been hinting at a new album for a while, and now they've both released a single that hints at things to come. That single is called Star Roving. You can hear it at exclaim.ca. But they've also laid out a short tour plan. They're hitting the road this spring, starting on May 2nd in St. Paul, Minnesota. For those of you in Winnipeg, that is not too, too far away. They will have one lone Canadian date. That's in Toronto, Ontario, on May 5th. But this is a rare chance to see the band. They hardly, hardly ever tour. Hopefully a new album in the pipeline. They might be previewing some of those songs at the date. Opening the show is Japanese Breakfast, a really great American band. If you haven't seen them and you live in or around Toronto or have access to any of the American dates on their tour, you should definitely check them out. And if not, we'll see if they release an album this year.
Awesome stuff. All right, we have more of the charts to get to, and we're going to do that right now, but we'll be back with Steven in the second hour of the program. And right now, you're going to hear a new one from Kid Koala, and it features Emily-Ann Torini. Music to Draw to Satellite is the name of the album, out on Arts and Crafts. You're going to hear a song called Colasper. There's more on the way as well, so stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20. Number 14.
Sunset Boulevard, nightmare
That was Avalon, Foxygen, your number 14 this week. Down from 13, only a drop of one. Their album called Hang, off on Jaguar. And in before that was Collapser, Kid Koala, featuring Emily Ann Torini, and the new album Music to Draw to Satellite. That's actually making a debut on the charts. It's the first time you're hearing from that one, and I'm sure lots of other cool stuff on that record that we can't wait to hear throughout the coming weeks. Likely will stick around for a little while. There's going to be one more debut coming up in the first 10 of the top 20 as well, which we are getting you. And of course, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin. Brian Cleveland, normally in studio with me, not here this week, but he will be back next week for more of the entertainment that you so love and have come accustomed to. So don't think that I've fired him. I don't have the money to do that yet, but someday. And then Shotgun Jimmy will join me as my permanent co-host. Until then, Brian will be back next week. I've got more music for you right now, and that is going to be your number 13, all the way up from 37. A huge jump this week on the charts. It's The Lonely Parade. No Shade is the name of the album. You're going to hear a song called Duck Hunt, one of my favorite games on the Nintendo. That might have just aged me a little bit, but Duck Hunt, fun times, fun song. The Lonely Parade, your number 13. It's the Earshot 20.
Broke down, heat stroke in the van, I'm strolling cocaine. shakes and lukewarm coffee. Call my mom, tell her I've been. Cause like every man here's just pitying us. Delusional with the taxidermy. Just stay in the car and listen to rap. I got nothing to say but wanna talk to you. Can't shake the feeling that we're growing apart. Shouldn't wanna go home, but sometimes I do.
Earshot 20, number 11.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Heat, debuting at number 11 this week with the album Overnight. You heard a song called Chains, and before that, the Pack AD with a song called Skin Me on Positive Thinking, the name of their album. The Lonely Parade kicked off that final set of three at number 13, and it was No Shade, name of the album, Duck Hunt, name of the song. There you go. That does it for the first hour and the first 10 of the Top 20. I'm Anthony Edman, and Brian Cleveland, normally in with me, is not here this week, but you can expect him again next week doing the countdown solo, and it is the Top 20 of earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and we record and broadcast the show out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Record and then broadcast every Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. on this great station before we send out to syndicate for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. Might also be hearing us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because we have a lot of great music on the way in the second hour, which includes two more debuts and all kinds of good stuff that you're used to hearing right here on the airwaves or on your device, however you're listening. So stick around. We've got more on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.